Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, and we are kicking off the second hour of the program here. We're talking about freedom movements.
Yeah. And okay, I gotta own it though. When that Onion ad that was on.
Most people, by the way, on the radio don't know what you're referring to. So
oh, they're not hearing it.
Only the people listening on the stream.
In that case, I'll just buy it and say, I got onioned bad.
Yeah, so.
I totally believe the thing about the open source. So, okay, go out about your business. Speak amongst yourselves now. I just had to own the truth.
I got to explain it for our listeners.
Nobody tells the truth, you know.
Now that you're talking about it, I've got to explain it. So, for listeners that are on the radio, you don't hear. So what happens is radio.
I know how to make Ian do things.
Radio stations play their own news break, right? So we, during our break, top of the hour in radio, there's a news break, and then there's usually like a minute long commercial after the news. So you, whatever we're playing on our internet stream doesn't go on the radio during that. So we've actually got some fairly offensive sort of news parodies, basically. The Onion, for listeners that aren't familiar, it's a satire site online, and they had a series of radio parody things that they put out for a long time. And actually, they have a great series of TV parody kind of things where they parody the news and they parody commercials and they just do all kinds of fun stuff. And I took those and I cut up a bunch of them because they're like, a lot of them are 3 or 4 minutes long. So I cut them down to a 1 minute length and I made hundreds of these things that rotate on the LRN.FM live feed. And so one of them tricked you as you were listening to it. It was for a dating website to help people with like open sores meet one another. It was absolutely disgusting.
And Chris and I at the same time took off our headphones and yelled, ugh, and made almost exactly the same gesture. You got to go look at it
was
at the
video.
YouTuber
imagery.
We're on library too.
In my head was just awful.
Yeah.
And yes. Oh my God! There was pus seeping. It was disgusting. What happened?
I didn't even
in
hear
my
that.
Mind was a crime.
I cut myself off before I heard that. I didn't even get to that part of it.
No, they didn't say that. This
oh, okay.
is just what went on in my
in your
mind.
Mind.
My
yes.
mind
yes.
raced to places that most people will never see as a result of hearing that ad. Oh my God!
So anyway, that's what you were referring to. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the different migrations for freedom. Of course, we're all here in New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on for more than a decade, well over a decade here, 15 plus years.
A real successful one at that.
Successful,
by comparison, anyway.
And we're growing every bleeding day.
Biggest year. 2020 is the biggest year so far. I've got some interesting numbers actually provided by the Free State Project that I will share with you here. But I want to bring Kirby back on the line from Indiana, listening to us on Twitch. Kirby, are you with us?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, I was just wanting to say it's ironic that you guys will be talking about this tonight because that's what I got up on this morning. The continental United States is basically one-third of this continent. There's room enough here for all of us, regardless of our bent.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the West, there's almost nothing between the Rocky Mountains. In California.
The government literally owns over two-thirds of the land mass of some of those states.
And nobody, we're the government. And I'm going to go back to something Silver Dave said.
No, we are not.
50 people wield a great deal of power. And if we had 50 people in every capital city willing to get out and each one reach one and talk to 100 people a month, in a year, we would have a true secession movement, and the government would be in a place where we'd either have to A, round us up, B, kill us, or C, give in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, not all the states have to secede, because if you build up a big movement, that movement can then flock to the seeds that, to the states that do secede and replace the people, the loyalists, who are going to want to be moving to non-seceding states.
Right, the ones that want to stay in the Union.
Exactly.
Yep.
And we need to expand this freedom movement, this free state project, to all 50 states, because that's the only way you're going to get enough people to really make the government.
That's the thing.
You know, now that you said that, there's actually some wisdom there, because the question is, what percentage of the states you have, looking at the political mechanics of the Constitution, okay? It takes, I think, 2/3 of the states to amend the Constitution.
That's right.
It would only take half of the states, though, to prevent us from going to war. What they would have to do would be to have half of...
You mean half of Congress?
Well, it would be half of Congress, but that means...
When was the last time they prevented a war? I mean, there hasn't even been a war declared in the last 80 years.
The thing is, we've got... We're not the Vietnamese or the Iraqis or the Afghans.
It'll look a lot
we
worse.
We have standing to sue in American courts, and we're here to shoot them directly rather than shooting the children of their poor neighbors. If they actually get out of hand with this stuff, which is not what they're looking for. They want to sacrifice other people's children, not their own.
Exactly, because they're cowards.
Yes.
And the minute that the fight comes to their door, they're
done.
Will run. That's what they've always done.
And the
way we're doing it now, we're giving them a buffer. We need to take that buffer, that demilitarized zone. We need to be like the Vietnamese and be everywhere and nowhere all at the same time.
And we need to
bomb the little
withdraw our energy from their system.
We need the violent part. We can wait for the state to initiate the violence.
We will initiate the violence, and we have to let them.
They do it every day. I don't know what there is to wait. There's no waiting. If you want to start something, if you want to react, react.
The prime mover in any given war is going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
The way to win the war is to be the side that got attacked, not
defensive.
The side that attacked.
Yeah.
Perception.
Because that way they know that you waited as long as you could until the moment of initiation of force before you fought back.
That is right. And that's what I've been advocating for. I got a few people here who are like-minded, and they just hang out and wait. They talk to people. They're preppers, you know. They prepare themselves.
Now,
we Americans are so soft and weak and cuddly and happy. We ain't gonna do nothing until they take away our Xbox.
But not all of them, brother. And that's why we're up here, is if we can get enough people up here into New Hampshire that we can actually secede, that's going to be a lot quicker. We will achieve that long before we can educate half of our countrymen to the point of even democratically supporting it. And at that point, once New Hampshire has decided to secede, the rest of the country is faced with the question, do we want to go to war with our brothers and sisters in New Hampshire?
Family
and
members.
I think the answer is going to be no.
I think you're right about
that. And also, New Hampshire is a lot easier than Indiana, because we're on the border of Canada.
That's right.
And we also have an ocean border.
Two international borders.
We can trade. Who are you going to trade with in Indiana, brother?
Through Ohio, Kentucky.
Yeah, no, you'd have to get all those states.
All I got to say is, I got no Xbox here.
Sorry, Kirby, go ahead.
I was just agreeing. I see exactly where you're coming from.
There's a reason why New Hampshire won the choice of the destination states, and that there's a reason why it beat Wyoming, which was a second place contender. But Wyoming is landlocked and it's humongous, whereas New Hampshire already has some advantages to leave the United States, and I think that was a factor on a lot of people's minds.
Mm. Yeah, I mean the Free State Project slogan is liberty in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is, if I wait for half of my countrymen to wake up, I'm going to die waiting.
Yeah, yeah, never happened. Hey, Kirby, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you, as always.
Y'all have a good evening.
Yep. And so the only thing I disagree with Kirby on is the whole idea of this the free state thing needs to happen in 50 states. The whole reason why it happened in one state is because there aren't enough people to do it anywhere else. We have to combine our efforts in one place. If we can secede, then maybe someone else will follow. Absolutely. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful blonde. Coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dynavite provides.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Harold, the border collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the migration of people for freedom, the secession of people for more freedom. And secession is definitely an idea that is being talked about, hopefully on a nationwide basis. Now, I mean, certainly Rush Limbaugh is a popular talk show host, but he's not known by everybody, right? Like, there's still plenty of people in sort of normal society that have never even heard of Rush.
And other people who think he's a disgusting slug who wants people imprisoned for things that he did himself. Oxycontin.
Sure.
Wink, wink.
I don't even know the guy. I mean, I've heard of him.
I don't know him. I just know he's kind of a scumbag.
I've never heard him talk before that I'm aware of or conscientious of. So, yeah, I think it's definitely... Yeah.
So you're one of the folks that just doesn't barely even know he exists. But the reality is he is the number one talk show host in the United States, so there are millions of people.
If I hadn't heard you guys like talking about him, I might not know about him either.
He's the king of the neocons. He is the pro-war, anti-Ron Paul wing of the Republican Party.
But that said, it's still good news when somebody like Rush Limbaugh is talking about secession. Yeah. And he used the dirty word.
People disagree with you on other things, the more we want them to agree with us on secession.
By the way, I do want you to know about Divi. It is a cryptocurrency that has made it super easy to create a masternode. So you want to get into doing masternodes, you can do that with Divi, and you can do it relatively affordably. You can get into it with different levels of masternodes, so you get different rewards classes as you do that, but you do have to have Divi in order to create a masternode. In order to get the Divi, you can either go on multiple exchanges, or you can just get it straight from the Divi team by connecting to their Telegram channel and talking to them directly through DiviProject.org. They've got a link there to their Telegram, DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. So it's Ian, Nobody, and Chris here in the studio tonight. We've been discussing just generally the idea of secession. There's a story out of Texas now. So the same week that Rush Limbaugh was talking about secession on his show, and again, we've been talking about it for like more than a decade here on Free Talk Live, so it's nice to know that Rush has been paying attention. But that there's a Texas State Representative Kyle Biederman, who posted on Facebook that this coming session in Texas, he is going to be introducing a referendum that will give Texans a vote to reassert their status as an independent nation. He says further,
all right. Yeah. I don't agree with Texas on much, but go Texas.
Absolutely. I don't care if it's New Hampshire or Texas that goes first. As long as somebody secedes first, then others will follow.
Yeah. I mean, if California, New York,
California's
Jersey,
working on it too.
And Massachusetts, if those four states left the union, the danger for us is it would be more tolerable to be in it. But
no, it wouldn't.
But you know, that other states are going to catch up with them soon.
See the problem.
I still want to be free of it.
See, the problem is that, like, I don't think that right now it would even matter much. In that, freedom. New Hampshire is maybe a freer place to live, but it's not free, and I want freedom. So, it's not...
The only way we're going to be completely free is to form enclaves within New Hampshire. But in order to do that, we have to have enough power in the political community to defend us from the state police and to defend us against their other law enforcement. We're going to have a diplomatic corps. Now we call them politicians and we get them elected to office, but eventually they're going to have to interact with the rest of the world as more as ambassadors and be the people to say, you really shouldn't bomb us, and here's why. Let me describe to you what it's like fighting a population where everybody is armed. And I would expect to be close to that point by the time we get secession.
You were saying?
I have no idea.
Okay.
sorry, I was left unsupervised with the dad.
Yeah.
I don't think that
you go on and on and on. Whatever I was saying, I totally forgot.
And brevity is the soul of wit. I do. Mea culpa, sir. Mea culpa.
I think the best thing you could do is just say, hold on. And then continue your thoughts.
Yeah,
you can't just keep letting him break in over top of it.
If you do something and get my attention, I'll generally stop. I just
Yep. So if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. The quote from Biederman says that he quotes the Texas Constitution, which says the faith of the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of a Republican form of government, and subject to this limitation only, they have at all times the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they may think expedient, which sounds similar to New Hampshire's Constitution, where in Article 10 in the Bill of Rights, it says this, quote, government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted, and public liberty manifestly endangered, and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may, and of right, ought to reform the old or establish a new government. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right. So that is part Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution. We got Hank. He's on the line in Florida, listening in Ocala to WOCA. Go ahead, Frank. Or Hank. Sorry about that.
Hey, I was just kind of wondering how this secession would work. If you secede, would you create your own form of government? You got to have some kind of organization to the.
Well, that's not up to me. I intend to encourage the people who want to live without a government at all to move to New Hampshire, and I intend to convince the people who do want to live under a government not to move into New Hampshire, and maybe to move out of New Hampshire, because we can't both stay and go, so the only thing that's going to make both of us happy is if I'm here and they're there.
Yeah. You know, the need for government is because of the people. You know, the people. And it, without the people needing it, the government isn't needed.
Sorry, I put Hank on hold there for a moment because there was a lot of noise in the background. Go ahead, Hank.
I'm sorry, but the people are not going to need government. You got to have some kind of organized society.
Well, you have one where you are. We're going to do our thing in New Hampshire.
Hank, are there not organized?
I'm trying to get the information. The southern states succeeded, but they also had to form a type of government.
How'd that work out for them?
The Civil War.
Not so well.
Slavery, the actual war, it was about states succeeding.
Yeah. Well, maybe if they hadn't had a government, they wouldn't have shelled Fort Sumter. And if they hadn't shelled Fort Sumter, then maybe there wouldn't have been popular support to go down and beat them like redheaded stepchildren. The South fired first in the Civil
War.
What
if that was
initiated Fort?
What if that wasn't true? What if that was actually a false flag?
That would make a huge difference.
But how would we know? Sorry,
we don't
Hank.
Know.
Hold on.
But
I know
we
you're
know
trying to.
What we think we know.
I know Hank's trying to get a thought in here, so hang on, Hank. We're going to bring it back here in just a moment. If you can stand by, we'll continue with you. 855-450-FREE. Because he's got a concern. He's like, well, what about the government? Don't we need to have a government? I would say, I don't want one. I don't want some group of thugs telling me what to do, telling me how to live. 855-450-FREE. If you want one, I mean, you can hire people to tell you how to live. That's fine.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Supreme Court of the United States is rejecting Texas's lawsuit challenging results in four key swing states. As far as what this means, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
part of the problem I think that we're seeing is that many of these cases are being thrown out on standing or procedural grounds. And there are a lot of voters out there who believe that this election was not fairly done. And they don't feel like the evidence has been scrutinized. So I think the Supreme Court decision is going to fuel that objection, because this was made as a threshold procedural issue.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, the FDA intends on approving a coronavirus vaccine for emergency use as early as Friday night. Regulators said to be finishing up the paperwork, including instructions to medical professionals regarding the vaccine. USA Radio News. A new survey is highlighting something good that happened during the coronavirus pandemic.
According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe, 9% in India, and only 1.7% in China. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered a halt in indoor dining in New York City as the number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations reached levels not seen since May. The order takes effect on Monday. It deals a major setback to city restaurants, which have struggled to make ends meet during the pandemic as lockdown measures have restricted their operations. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, although we're talking about secession tonight, declaring independence from the United States, or wherever you happen to be. I say secede wherever you are. I mean, if you can secede as an individual, that's great, but whether it's Catalonia, who wants to secede from Spain because they want to go more socialist, or California wanting to secede from the United States because they want to go more socialist, I don't care. I support secession.
If you want to get more socialist, get farther away from me.
That's right.
I'm down. If you want to get more capitalist, then you need to get farther away from the federal government. And I'm down.
Yeah.
And I will be in the place where I think we're going to see liberty soonest.
Me too.
And that's
me too.
Where I am, but I encourage people who don't think, you know, who think they can do it where they are or who want to get their feet wet. You know, once you uproot yourself from your home, it gives you an opportunity to look around the nation. And I don't think you'll find any place that competes with New Hampshire as a place for a libertarian to live.
All right. Sure. So I do want to say thank you to Tony M., who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Thank you, Tony, for being a supporter of the show. He's five times a supporter. He's doing at least $25 a month to the AMP program. So thank you for helping us get this message on more radio stations. That's the point of AMP. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, and Tony's doing at least $25, so thanks for that. But five is all we ask, and you get some cool perks folks get some benefits for joining up. Hank is on the line. Go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to join us again. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Hank, back with us, listening to WOCA. Hank, I want to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out here. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm not with you on the secession and the free state and everything. I'm just trying to figure out how that actually works. Because I think you'll have criminal activity and everything else. And
yeah, yeah.
Right now we do. They're in government. But the answer is not one answer, because every state's going to be different after secession, and each one is going to be trying to figure out what works for them. And people, we're going to try, we're going to fail, we're going to do it our way, and then we're going to learn from each other. But there is no single entwined future. That's the point. I don't want to go where California is going, and California doesn't want to go where I'm going. I'm not trying to get them to join my tribe. I'm trying to get them to let my people go.
You know, so there's this thing called a voluntary organization. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the government has to do everything for you, right? Mm-hmm. Everything from charity to defense can be done through voluntary organization and participation. Nothing says that, you know, I have to participate in the same military organization that, you know, nobody here participates in or Ian participates. We can all do our own defensive organizations. And then, you know, at times of maybe war, for example, maybe come and join up together to actually you know, defend a larger foreign enemy or adversary, or just personal protection, right? Security. Same thing. You don't necessarily have to have a, you know, government-created police force. We already have, in some places, private security organizations and competing security organizations, particularly if you start to look at, you know, places with more wealthy individuals. They will have their own private security. And not necessarily
not even more wealthy
alone,
ones.
But separate, right?
Look at the threat management center in Detroit. They don't have only wealthy clients.
Right,
they have
right.
poorer neighborhoods
right.
that hire
and,
them.
And the thing to point out about this is that when you have more money because your government isn't taking it from you, they're not stealing
the feds,
it from you,
yeah.
right? You actually can afford private security. Most people can. It's the fact that the government has taken your money that you cannot. When your income doubles because there is no government stealing your money, well, you're no longer poor.
You, this guy's trying to buy a Volkswagen. You want to sell him a Lexus.
Huh?
This guy's trying to buy a Volkswagen. You're trying to sell him a Lexus.
Who?
Y'all.
Which
y'all,
guy?
Y'all are trying to sell the guy anarchy. That's not what he wants.
I didn't ask him. He what?
But the thing is,
I'm not trying to sell him anything about anarchy.
Okay, well, what you're trying to do is sell him voluntarily.
You're talking about Chris.
Okay, yeah, Chris, really.
Okay,
I thought you were doing it before.
Well, he was asking about specifically Hank was asking about a society with no government. So
he was going to, he was asking about a society after secession.
No, but that's what I wanted to say.
The answer is not all the states are going to be the same. Your state's going
to
do it.
Here's what I wanted to say to Hank about that, and that is that on day number one after secession, you're still going to have people calling themselves the government in your state.
Mm.
So when you secede from the United States in Florida, you still have the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the Florida prisons, the Florida courts, the Florida, all the Florida criminals, you know, they're all still there. So you're not going to have, secession doesn't mean that you go to pure anarchy. That may be what some people want to have happen, but I don't think you're going to see that happening in Florida anytime soon. So, Hank, go ahead.
Okay. Answer some of the questions. I just know there have to be rules and there have to be some kind of organization.
You can have all of that that you,
you
want.
Do it your way where you are, bro.
Yeah, you can have as many rules as you would like. So I say have at it.
Where you're going to be. You can't be totally
free. I'm going to be in New Hampshire.
Don't you worry
about
us.
Are you
going to
be in New Hampshire?
If not,
in New Hampshire, you're going to have to set rules.
Don't you worry about it.
I don't think it's your job to prescribe.
Yeah, you
that.
Don't tell us
if
what
you,
to do.
If you really want to make us impose rules on ourselves, you're going to have to move up here and fight us. But since you're down there, I don't have to fight you.
Hank, you have this idea that there are no rules. There are some fundamental rules, I mean, in a sense, right? I mean, if I use violence against Ian over here, right, Ian is going to use violence against me, right? So it's not necessarily in my interest to use violence against him. So, you know, there is a certain amount of self-interest and self-preservation that will reduce the likelihood of violence independent of government. And you already see that in a lot of places that don't have government. That doesn't mean that everybody is constantly being, you know, victimized by their neighbor. They're not.
Okay.
Thank you.
If y'all wasn't in a northern state where it's so damn cold, probably more people would want to join you. But
well, I heard that, Hank, and thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. That's okay. We want to keep the sunshine Patriots away.
We appreciate the call. It keeps out the weak.
Yep, exactly. So we continue here.
It seems to be the most talked about excuse for not
It is.
You know,
it's the biggest reason.
More power to them, right? Because we don't need the sunshine Patriots up here.
That's right. Let's go to JT in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, JT.
Yeah, I tell you, I've lived in northern states all my life. They used to say it keeps out the riffraff. But thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I'm calling in response to something you said a couple weeks ago, and I'm paraphrasing here, that the United States have been coasting since the American Revolution. And I'm not necessarily arguing that, but I just want you to look back sort of historically and just say that most of the population was opposed to a revolution, and there is an irony in there. Okay, and Maine wanted to loyal up altogether.
Okay.
And as did other states. The Civil War was a direct result of the War of 1812 and never had anything to do with slavery or anything else. It had to do with blockades and technology, and that's how the North won the war ultimately, but it was a reaction to.
Well, slavery was a factor. I mean, it was one of multitude of factors.
Definitely was a factor, but the Norse reaction was blockades, but it was a reaction to a suspension of habeas corpus. Why the South seceded was that, and also the Northern draft, and ultimately, if you look at books and stuff, it was ultimately the loss of, I guess we'd call it now, DNA. And I want to talk about the PCR test of our time, but not today, of our 120-year-old long-dead brothers and sisters that tried to save it, and they couldn't because they...
I'm lost on what you're trying to say. I lost you. You lost me on the DNA part, so I'm not really sure what you're getting at. If you can maybe rephrase that coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Not real clear on that, but and he just dropped off the line. So he could have stayed. But anyway, we'll get to your calls then. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. For your thoughts on secession, can it happen now, finally?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rare. rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. All you got to do is dial in to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We've been talking about secession. It's been on the minds, apparently, of a growing number of people. Even Rush Limbaugh, apparently, talking about it on his radio show, making headlines as a result of that, which, of course, has resulted in more people talking about secession. It's like I've been saying for years, the more people that talk about secession, the closer we are to it becoming a reality. The more people that talk about it, the more people will come to believe it's possible, because when you first start talking about it, when you're just the one guy talking about secession, you're the only person in any, you know, decent amount of distance talking about secession, then you can just be written off. You're a crackpot. You're a kook. But when there's more than one person who's talking about it, then it becomes more believable. Then people are starting to think, hey, maybe this actually is possible. Rush Limbaugh's even talking about it. And before you know it, you've got a movement.
Well, nobody believes the secession is possible, and nobody believes that we could live better without each other than we can live with each other. So as much as you disagree with me on other things, if you agree with me on secession, if you agree with me that I should be free to make my choices and you should be free to make yours, then that's good enough for me. You're my brother at that point.
Yep.
We're comrades in that fight.
We've got Turd. He's calling from Pennsylvania, watching us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Turd.
Can't polish him.
Yeah. So, before I jump into what I was calling about, I just want to say that guy Hank was pretty funny. He made me laugh, and he'd be a good candidate to listen to Sam Cedar's show, The Majority Report. And he'd call in and he could say, yeah, well, we really need government because there'd be crime. And Sam Cedar would be like, yeah, we do need government because, you know, they need to regulate the light bulbs and do all that stuff. And I just think they could have a blast talking to each other on Sam Cedar's show. But,
okay.
But the reason why I wanted to call it, yeah, the reason why I wanted to call, though, is because I feel really bad for all the business owners in America. I mean, my heart goes out to Angela Marsden, particularly in L.A. But Angela Marsden in L.A.
Who's that?
She's this restaurant owner in L.A. that
Is this the woman that had a film crew set up outside of her business, and they had like special permission to feed a bunch of people outside while she was being told she can't feed anybody in her business?
Yeah. Okay. That poor woman that makes me want to cry like every time I see her. But yeah, I especially feel bad tonight though for the people of Pennsylvania because Governor Tom Wolf, the Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, as I like to call him. Because once again, after all this, I'm going to try really hard not to swear.
Please don't. Yeah.
After all this mess that the businesses of PA have been put through, after not getting any help from their government, after being locked down by the federal government, or being encouraged by the
federal government. The federal government didn't do lockdowns.
The federal government encouraged the state governments to lock everybody down. After as long as it was that they stayed locked down and didn't get any help from anybody, and then finally got to open up at 50% capacity, and now Tom Wolf is once again shutting down the restaurant at 0% indoor dining capacity once again. And
if they did it once and got away with it, why wouldn't they do it again and again and again until they put everybody out of business?
What I would say is sell your business to somebody who's politically connected where you are, take the money, and move where we are.
Yeah. Well, I feel really bad for them, and we just lost. And York, Pennsylvania, just lost a staple of their community 2 weeks ago when Vito's Pizza, who'd been around for over 25 years, shut down because they were fed up with the lockdowns around here, and they were drowning in debt because nobody's giving them any help, and people aren't letting them sell food to their customers, which is the whole point of a restaurant.
Yeah,
and. I was never a populist, but this crisis has brought out the populist in me because when you lock down all these businesses and you force them to close, and then you don't, and I'm against all this printing money and all the spending, but I don't know how these people are supposed to live when you're locking them down and you're not letting them.
They won't
serve their customers.
They're going out of business. They've been going out of business all year, and this is going to be a brutal winter because almost all of these states, a lot of them, are relocking down. They're telling businesses they've got to close completely. They've got to do only takeout if they're restaurants, and it's just going to eliminate. It was 60% of the Yelp restaurants that had closed over the summertime were never going to reopen, and I bet you that number is going to be up by the time we hit January.
They don't want us breathing their air. And especially what they don't want is the most successful people of the people that they don't think are fit to survive. So basically they're there to shut down small business and let big business take over. And the fortunes of the billionaires show the change. They have expanded. So this is an organized rally. And at this point, I would say that libertarianism is populism.
Well.
I agree with that. Nobody. I agree with that statement. Libertarianism is the new populism. You're
exactly.
In 2020, unless you're a libertarian. And here's the saddest part about all this. A lot of these small business owners in Pennsylvania aren't super educated. They don't have like these big fancy educations and didn't go to these Ivy League schools like all these politicians got to. And then they get to pretend. And then while they're shutting down all these businesses, they get to pretend like they're smarter than everyone when really they're stupider than all of them.
Well, they're just thugs.
Well, they learned one thing at Harvard. They learned how to schmooze with the right people, how to be connected. Right. Because in a governed economy, that's what you need. You need political connection, not economic ability.
Turd, what happened? There was a few weeks ago, there was a news story about like a couple dozen Pennsylvania businesses. I think it was in one particular section of the state. I forget which one it was, but that they were supposedly forming some sort of a a coalition to oppose the shutdowns or to make some sort of a stand, but then they ended up sounding like they just wanted to beg the governor. Do you know what happened with those guys?
No, I know the news story you're talking about. I don't know what happened with that, but I do know. I should say though that we supposedly had a legal success with this, and where they decided the Supreme Court or the courts in Pennsylvania decided that Governor Wolf doing these lockdowns was completely unconstitutional. And now he's able to do it again.
Yeah.
Like, after they said it was
already... Well, now you've got to sue him again. See, they've already gotten one ruling, but now you've got to get another ruling because he just ignores the first one.
And that transfers a lot of money from your community to them when you pay your lawyer.
Well, at what point do they throw him in, a jail cell?
They won't. It's Pennsylvania. Oh, they only do that in Illinois.
Maybe y'all should indict him as a public, form a grand jury, indict him, and bring your governor to trial.
Unfortunately, the last time they tried that in Michigan earlier this year, they got arrested by the federal government.
Yeah, well, there were only six of them. Try again with 600, and if that doesn't work, come with 6,000, and if that doesn't work,
the problem is you get infiltrated 000. When you're only at six, and then they take you down.
Well, that's okay. Because in the process, they have to sacrifice their infiltrators, and they'll run out of infiltrators out of energy.
This is why,
if we build it fast.
Yeah, this is why you have to organize, but you can't organize. You have to organize it more in a broader sense with getting enough people in one place. And then there's outrage, and when there's outrage, people will stand up.
Yeah, but if you've got enough people, you can just ignore them. Yeah, you don't have to go and can't kidnap the governor like they were going to do in Michigan. That's not the answer. That's not how you're going to get more freedom. Then you're just lowering yourself to their level.
But it does change. I mean, there does come a time when, yes, if he continues giving orders, then you have to fight back, and it makes more sense.
Yeah, you can fight back by just...
and try.
Yeah, but then you've got to kidnap the person, and that's not going to work.
You don't have to kidnap him.
Okay, well, how do you bring him to court?
Because kidnapping is a wrongful act.
How do you bring him to your court?
You bring him to your court by taking him to your court by the same way he would take you.
They would kidnap you.
You take him, and you move him.
Okay, that's a kidnapping.
And they kill anyone who tries to stop
him. I mean, that's a kidnapping. You just said you don't support it, but now you're supporting it.
Somebody is not violating your rights. It is a capture when somebody is at war with you, and the government is an agency at war with
us. I get what you're saying, but
they have initiated force. Well, hostilities have commenced.
I get what you're saying. I get it, man. I get it. I just don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's a good approach.
Strategy. It doesn't work strategy-wise.
Yeah, I think you're going to become that which you
it's
hate.
It's the only thing that's ever worked strategy-wise.
I don't know. I think that the best way to do it is to just disobey and to have mass non-cooperation, have businesses actually start acting like courageous people, like the Attila's Gym. And thank you, Turd. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.